www.baugan.com.
Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome back. Okay, we're back together for our third half hour, and Sylvia is confused. During the break, she's trying to figure out how we are going to say el año 2100 cuando llegue y cuando hacemos ahora referencia a ese año. O sea, in the year 2100. Eso lo diría yo de entrada. But it's, for you, I recommend you say the year 2100. In the year 2100. All right. But we use, especially in American English, I'm not sure if in Great Britain they say this. Había 7,300 personas en el estado. There were 7,300 people. 7,300 people. It's interesting, but if we specify 7,315, probably would say 7,315.
Yeah.
We'd say everything correctly. When 7,315, no, never. When it's cuando es redondeado a cienes, a cienes o cientos, we say 4,700, 4,700, 8,600, yes, 1,200, 1,400, yes, 1,400. It's very common in the United States and Canada, but I don't think they use that. In the UK, we can ask that. Do they say, I don't know, 5,200 in the UK? I don't know. It's difficult to find an answer to that question. It's difficult to find. Yeah. I'd have to formulate the question in a different way. All right. Okay. But let's go on. Ask Pilar if she is feeling a little under the weather today.
Pilar, are you feeling a little bit under the weather today?
No, I'm not.
Ask her if she has big plans for later today.
Do you have big plans
For
later today? Big plans, no.
Ask her if she's planning to go horse riding after this class.
Are you planning to go horse riding after this class?
No, I'm not horse riding right now.
You're not doing it.
No, I need to recover my arm. Next month, I'll be there.
Yeah, your elbow, right?
My elbow.
Yeah, ask her if she broke her elbow.
Did you break your elbow?
Yes, I did.
Ask her if she broke her elbow riding a horse.
Did you break your elbow riding the horse?
A horse.
A horse?
Si dices the horse, sería el único que en el mundo. ¿Qué caballo? The horse. What horse?
The horse?
Pilar's horse.
Yeah. The Taj Mahal?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Hey, were you at a Taj Mahal?
No.
Yeah, I went to the one in Zimbabwe. You see? All right.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes. Ask her how she broke her elbow.
How did you break your elbow?
Climbing. Yes.
Climbing. La Bismuda.
Climbing.
Climbing stairs or climbing a mountain?
Climbing, the path of a river.
The path next to a river?
Yes.
You were walking along a river.
Was it slippery?
Yes, very slippery. Mm-hmm.
Very slippery. Resbaladizo.
It's quite common to break. Yeah.
Yes.
It's quite common. My husband broke his elbow. In a similar situation.
Yes. It sounds very, very funny. It sounds really funny in English.
Yeah,
my husband broke the elbow. So, my husband destroyed the Taj Mahal. And then he blew up the Empire State Building. And then he killed John Kennedy. And then he broke the elbow. You know, wow. You mean the elbow in Arizona? Es que la parte del cuerpo siempre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always.
I know.
In fact, if you're in a clase de anatomía, you're in a class of anatomy, and the professor is going to explain, he says, your elbow is formed by, he doesn't say the elbow.
Ah.
El tu impersonal. Tu codo se forma, se articula de una manera. You say your elbow.
Okay.
He would say the elbow.
Yeah.
Not even out of context in reference to that part of the body in a class of anatomy. Okay. Said, well, as you know, the elbow is articulated by means of, no. He would say, as you know, your elbow is, he said, your elbow. He wouldn't say my elbow.
Mm-hmm.
To your elbow. And he would say it as el tu impersonal. Ya se sabe. Yeah. You know? We always say you. Yeah, you. We use the tu impersonal all the time. All right, so. Yes, I ask her if she is still in rehabilitation.
Are you still in rehabilitation?
Yes, I am.
Ask her when she broke it.
When did you break it?
I broke it in August, but I fell and they had to operate once again.
Oh, you fell down in a second operation?
Yeah, second operation.
Ask her when the second operation was.
When was the second operation?
A month ago.
A month ago. Ask her if it was general anesthesia.
Was it general anesthesia?
No, I think it wasn't general.
What do you mean, I think?
No, yeah. Because I was asleep, but they don't call general
sedation.
Exactly, sedation.
Sedada. Mm-hmm. Sedada.
Sedada.
Mira, sedada. Sedada. Estaba sedada?
No.
That's how.
Sedada.
You were under. Yeah, you were under sedation. You were sedated? No sé si dice eso. But in any case, so you don't remember.
Well, they woke me up a little bit to
turn
make,
me over.
No, to turn me over because they wanted to watch me how my hand was moving because at the
they
end
they wanted to watch me or to watch my hand.
They wanted me to watch my hand.
Ah, querían que tú observaras tu mano.
Exactly, because I couldn't move it, and now look.
It's now you can move
perfect.
Your hands.
Yes.
Wow. You know, it's interesting how the human body works. The super machine.
Yes, super. I told that story to my grandchildren.
Really?
I love it.
The story of the super machine.
Yes.
But you tell it from my point of view or if it happened to you? As
no,
if it happened to you.
No. I put a mirror and I told them to look at the mirror.
To look into the mirror.
Into the mirror.
To look at a mirror is mirar el espejo, pero no mirar dentro del espejo. You understand?
Yes.
You're checking the mirror if it's okay. That's a look at a mirror. But you look into the mirror.
Yes.
Or you look in the mirror.
I wanted them to look into the mirror to be the...
And they didn't realize at first? The super machine?
Yes, they were a little bit surprised. They didn't understand very well.
But you told them that they wanted to show them the super machine, right?
Of course.
And were they anxious to see the super machine?
Yes, they were.
Wow, we're going to see the super machine. You know the story?
Yeah, I know the story, yes.
You know the story, okay, the super machine. It's the human body.
Yes.
A little mirror. Now, look, you'll see the super machine in this box. Did you put it in a box?
Yes, and they open it.
And that's the super, and they were disappointed, right? Oh, no.
It's me. You are the super machine, yes.
It's really good. It's really good.
Very good story.
And have you ever used it?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not
all
yet.
Right. Of the super.
But I'm going to do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Going to do it.
Yeah.
In case some of the listeners don't know the story, it's simply a story. In fifth grade, when I was 11, and my classmates, we were 11, the teacher placed a box, and it said, inside is the super machine. It was a shoe box. Inside is the super machine. And so everybody was wondering, what's in the box, super machine. And finally, each student was allowed to look, and she opened the box, and there was a little round mirror. And I said to the teacher, I said, well, it's a mirror. I said, yeah, but look into the mirror. Fine. What do you see? I see myself. yeah, that's a super machine. I said, what? You. You. You're the super machine. Me? Yeah, the human body. You understand? Ah, okay.
Were you disappointed or not?
A little bit, yeah. I was expecting some incredible chirimbolo, you know, some mamotreto or something. I was expecting. It's a bit like Shel Silverstein. I think it's the homework machine is what it was. Yeah, the homework machine. And we'll find a picture of the homework machine. If I can find it. There it is, you see? That's the homework machine. La máquina de hacer deberes de colegio. You see? Yeah. Now, ves el niño inside, you see? It's the homework machine. Oh, the homework machine. Most perfect contraption that's ever been seen. Contraption is chinimbolo. Oh, mamotreto. Pero grande.
Yes.
It's a thick. Jesus. Excuse me. I'm forgetting my English.
Chirimbolo.
Yeah, chirimbolo. What's the difference between a chisme and chirimbolo? What's the difference?
Chisme. Chisme.
Which is bigger?
You can call chisme.
Both are little.
Both are small. Okay.
Yeah, are small.
Or little.
We can mamotreto.
Mamotreto is bigger.
Yes, very
mamotreto.
Big.
That's a big one.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this is a mamotreto.
Yes, exactly. It's a mamotreto.
If you write shell, como concha, pero él es simple. Y luego Silverstein, silver como plata, stains. And you put homework machine, you see. And I can't read it. It's too, let's see. The homework machine. Oh, the homework machine. Most perfect contraption that's ever been seen. Just put in your homework, then drop in a dime, snap on the switch, and in 10 minutes time, your homework comes out, quick and clean as can be. Here it is, 9 plus 4, the answer is 3. 3? Oh me, I guess it's not as perfect as I thought it would be. You know, that little, it's and nice. You can see an enormous contraption. Contraption is mamotreto.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You see.
You put that word in the vocabulary book.
Ah, yeah. It's in the vocabulary, yeah, contraption.
Artefacto, no.
But an artifact could be something an archaeologist finds. You understand?
Yes.
Artefactos in archaeología. Mm-hmm. And these are things that are real. Contraption is, you don't know what to call it. You say mamotreto, ¿qué es?
Yes.
It's una máquina, because you don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
You see?
Mamotreto is a good name.
You know, but chisme, something smaller. I'm losing my English. My God. Chisme.
Also, it refers to language when you talk about someone in a bad way.
No.
Chisme is like a gossip.
Exactly.
It's gossip. Oh, but it's also a thing. A thingamajig. A thingamajig. Mm-hmm. Cosita. It's a cosa.
Yes, exactly.
Thingamajig. A whatchamacallit. Eso como se llama. Eso como se llama.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit.
Ah.
I don't know if we can find it. Yeah, whatchamacallit.
It's a noun.
Una cosa, chisme. It's la chisma.
Whatchamacallit. Okay.
Whatchamacallit. What do you call it?
Yes, a whatchamacallit. Okay.
A whatchamacallit.
A whatchamacallit.
And then a thingamajig. Thingamajig.
Thingamajig.
I think thingamajig. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cosa chisme.
Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit. Porque no sé. Ese como. Oye, ese. ¿Cómo se llama?
Whatchamacallit. Nice.
Whatchamacallit. Esa cosa. Esa cosa.
Ese cacharro. Ese trasto. Ese chisme.
Yes. A thingamajig, whatchamacallit. But there's another word for chisme. In English, and I can't find it. That thingy. También se dice thingy. Esa cosita. Thingy. Mm-hmm. But there's another word. And I can't think of it. It's interesting that chisme también es de chismorreo. I mean, yes. It has two meanings in Spanish. Yes. Thingamabob. There are a lot of English. There are a lot of words in English for this. And in Spanish, too. You say a gizmo. Esto sí. Esto es fantástico. This word is fantastic. A gizmo. Artilugio. Ahí está.
Ay, artilugio. Yeah. Exactly. Artilugio.
Miren, ese coso.
Coso.
Sí, ese coso.
Yes.
Ese coso, como decir palabra.
Yeah.
I've never heard the word coso.
Yes.
Ese coso.
I used to use it.
And you don't use it anymore? No. Why not?
Well, maybe I can use it.
All right. Artilugio. I love that word. I love the word artilugio. Yeah. So it's a contraption. Contraption, yes. That's what I was expecting about the super machine, some big contraption behind the partition, because I couldn't see it. And so finally, I was a little bit disappointed. When the teacher took me behind the biombo, you know, there was a chair and a shoebox. Open the shoebox, there's a little mirror. I look inside, I was, okay.
It's me, I look at me.
I was excited to see the.
But now you remember the story, so.
Of course. Hay un problema con el sistema nuevo.
There is a problem with the new system.
There's a problem. There's a problem.
With a new.
There's
a problem with the new system.
There's a problem in the new system. Hay varios asuntos que atender.
There's a lot of things to.
No, varios, several. There are
several things to.
Well, there's several matters.
There are several matters to.
To take care of.
To take care of.
Or to look into. To look into, investigar más que atender. There's several matters to take care of. There's several matters to do, to take care of, to look into. Había mucha gente aquí cuando llegué.
There were a lot of people here when I got here.
Good. When I got here.
When I got here.
Yeah, no, when I got here, no. Hubo una explosión en la fábrica anoche.
There was an explosion in the...
Factory
yesterday, last night.
There was an explosion. There was an explosion. Really? Was there really an explosion? Yes, there was. Habrá una fiesta esta noche si no llueve.
There will be a party tonight if it doesn't rain.
Yeah, there'll be a party tonight. Va a haber una reunión esta tarde.
There will be.
There's going to be
a meeting this afternoon.
That's right. There's going to be a meeting this afternoon. This evening es poco común. This evening la gente quiere estar en casa. You know, afternoon and evening is different. As I always say, evening starts with?
The whiskey.
The first whiskey.
First whiskey.
Yeah, although I don't drink whiskey, but it starts with the first whiskey. Ha habido un malentendido.
There's been a misunderstanding.
Ha habido varios casos.
There have been several cases,
yeah. That's right. Habría menos casos si hubiera una vacuna. Mira tú.
Mira.
Esto lo escribí hace 30 años.
There had been.
Ahora mismo. Habría menos casos si hubiera.
There were.
Hubo, no. Habría menos casos si hubiera.
There had been.
Había habido.
Había habido.
No. Habría.
Habría. There would be.
Okay.
Sorry. There would be fewer cases if there had been a vaccine.
No, si hubiera. No, si hubiera habido una vacuna. Si hubiera una vacuna, ahora, mira.
If there had a vaccine.
Sorry. All right, listen. I'm speaking in the present tense.
Yeah.
It's the present conditional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Habría ahora mismo menos casos si ahora mismo hubiera una vacuna. No puedes decir there had been.
Yeah.
Si hubiera habido ayer. Okay.
There would be
fewer cases
if there are vaccine.
Si hubiera un elefante en esta habitación.
If there were a vaccine.
All right.
There would be fewer cases if there were a vaccine.
There would be fewer cases if there were a vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. There would be. Well, everybody, you would be very surprised if there were an elephant in this room.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we could fit maybe 6 or 7 elephants in this room, I bet. The problem is getting the elephants through the door. You know, I think we could fit the elephant through that door, don't you think?
No, I don't.
Come on, look at that door. It's pretty big.
No, but an elephant is too much bigger.
Well, it's much bigger.
It is much bigger.
Than that space of the door. Okay.
But if there were baby elephants?
Yeah, we can bring baby elephants in here and let them grow.
Or porcelain elephants. Oh, there could be.
No.
There is an elephant in this room. It is. It has another meaning.
Yeah, but what is the meaning? I don't know. There's an elephant in this room. What does it mean?
A sensitive issue. Yeah, something like that.
There's an elephant in the room means I...
There is an issue here. There is something fishy.
There's an elephant in this room. I haven't heard that expression very often, but I think you're right. It means there's an issue. Issue means una cuestión that people are not paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're trying to avoid, but it's a very, very big problem. And people are trying to cite, you know, they don't want to mention it. You say there's an elephant in the room. That means it's something that nobody wants to mention, but sorry, you're going to have to end up dealing with the problem. There's an elephant in the room. Yeah. There's an elephant. All right. In the room. I can't find a good, let's see, traducción. ¿Sabes que hay un elefante? Yeah. Que habla coreano. Okay, fine. These are funny things. That reminds me of the three scientists who were studying dolphin language. And they were trying to teach the dolphin. They were trying to understand dolphin language. And the dolphins were with their heads out of the water looking at the scientists behind the glass. And the scientists were... They would say, my God, they're trying to say something. We can't understand it. They keep saying this habla español sound. What habla español sound? I don't, have you ever seen that one?
No.
All right. It's a
joke.
Yeah, it's a viñeta. Yeah. Okay. Gary Larson. Let's see. Scientists. Dolphins. Habla español. Maybe I can find it. Yeah, I think here it is. I don't know. Let's see if I can find it. Here it is. Okay. Matthew? You know, ¿qué pasa? Habla español. You know, he said, Matthew, we're getting another one of those strange habla español sounds. You know, so the dolphins are speaking to them in Spanish.
Yes.
I mean, they're trying to understand dolphin language, and the dolphins are speaking Spanish to them, and they don't understand. That's a typical Larson. Have you ever seen Larson?
No.
Oh, my God. Larson is the funniest. All right. Gary Larson, he has some of the funniest vignettes, the funniest ones you can imagine. All right. You see. And, for example, here, this is probably my favorite of all.
Uh-huh.
This is a tribe, una tribu primitiva, y vienen los antropólogos. It's an anthropologist. They're running to hide their televisions and things. So, you know.
Yes.
It's called the far side, el lado lejano de la realidad.
Yes.
The far side.
It's the same when you go to a tourist tour, and you are going to show you how they make carpets, and they are playing, and when the tourists arrive, everybody
starts saying, okay, start. Carpets,
yeah.
Everybody start.
Exactly. Pottery.
But you know, it's, they're very funny cartoons, very funny. Okay. And Gary Larson, but he stopped. He decided to retire at about age 45.
Why?
But he had a daily cartoon. Cartoon is dibujo animado, pero también viñeta de periódico. And they're always very, very funny. And he had an incredible type of mind of putting together strange things, you see. In any case, so, ask Sylvia how long it took her to get here this morning.
How long did it take you to get here this morning?
It took me about 1 hour.
Oh, an hour? Ask her if it usually takes her an hour.
Does it usually take you an hour?
A little more.
A little more. Okay. Ask me how I came this morning.
How did you come this morning?
I came on the same bus as you. Yes, but I must have caught an earlier bus. How do you say it? De. How do you say that in Spanish?
Que cogí uno que pasó antes.
I must have caught a bus earlier than you, because we coincided the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
on the bus, but we didn't coincide this morning. So my conclusion, logical conclusion, is I must have caught an earlier bus. What time did you get here?
At 7:27, something like that.
So I must have caught an earlier bus.
Debo haber cogido.
¿Qué?
Debo haber cogido.
Debo de haber cogido una... Okay, debo de haber cogido. I don't hear that very often in Spanish.
No, debo haber cogido. You conclude...
Just
you
with conclude. A normal sentence.
No, yes.
Debo de haber es probability. Debo haber is obligation. Mm.
Yeah, I know.
Frases.
But well, this is probability. Seguramente cogí un autobús anterior.
O sea,
in English, yes. I must have caught. I must have caught. That's a logical conclusion. Concluyo, lógicamente, que si no hemos conocido, cogí un autobús anterior. I must have caught an earlier bus. We'll be back.
Okay, now, tell me you want to do 10 more push-ups.
I want to do 10 more push-ups.
Very good. Ask me if I'll tell you to do 10 more.
Will you tell me to do 10 more?
No, I'm going to tell you to do 20 more. Ask me if I care.
Did you care?
No, 20 more.
Come on.
Ahora, más oportunidades. Sigue entrenando tu inglés con tu mejor entrenador, un profesor Vaughan. ¿Por qué no aprovechas también ahora la hora de comer para poner en forma tu inglés? Apúntate a un curso de inglés trimestral por videoconferencia. Seguro que siempre has querido probar el famoso método Vaughan, pero no hay un centro Vaughan en tu ciudad. ¡Voilà! Aquí tenemos la solución ideal para ti. El método Vaughan en una clase por videoconferencia, con los profesores mejor formados para subir un peldaño tu nivel de inglés. Disfruta de todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan ahora en videoconferencia y en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Nuestra avanzada tecnología permite que nuestras clases por videoconferencia tengan la misma velocidad e intensidad que una clase en el aula. En tan solo un par de clics podrás acceder a la plataforma y empezar tu clase. Y recuerda, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿A qué esperas? Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/clases videoconferencia. Fácil, cómodo y muy eficaz. Sigue poniendo en forma tu inglés.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son programas presenciales muy exigentes e intensos, cuyo objetivo es aprender a hablar inglés, por lo que el enfoque es 100% oral. Podrás elegir entre una o dos clases semanales de 2 horas, 2 horas y media o 3 horas, en horario de mañana o tarde, siendo compatibles con cualquier horario laboral. 3 meses de formación continua donde el alumno irá mejorando el nivel de forma progresiva y constante. Llama ya, infórmate en el 91-133-5833. Comienza bien el año con nuestros trimestrales. 91-133-5833. Personaliza tu horario y elige las clases que mejor se ajusten a tus necesidades. Porque aprenderás con nuestro método, aprenderás inglés en un ambiente dinámico y estimulante, aprovechando al máximo el tiempo. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Un método exigente y eficaz. Cursos Vaughan. Llama al 911-335833. 911-335833.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online, the Vaughan. €99 for 1 year of classes. You can spread the €99 over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Vaughan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
You're listening to Richard Vaughn Live.
Hello and welcome back to our last half hour. Let's get going. Ha habido varios casos.
There have been several cases.
Habría menos casos si hubiera una vacuna.
There would be fewer cases if there were a vaccine.
All right. Debe de haber una solución. Debe de haber una solución.
There must be a solution.
There must be. Tiene que haber una forma de resolver esto.
There has to be a way to solve this.
All right. Tiene que haber al menos tres.
There have to be at least three.
Debería haber más sillas aquí.
There should be more chairs here.
Podría haber más de lo que tú piensas.
There could be more than you think.
There could be more than you think. Me dijeron el otro día que había habido problemas con el sistema nuevo.
They told me the other day that there had been problems with the new system.
Correct. They told me the other day that there had been problems with the new system, but apparently not. I don't know why they told me that. Siempre ha habido problemas con el sistema.
There have always been problems with the system.
Correct. No parece haber una solución.
There doesn't seem to be a solution.
There doesn't seem to be a solution. Yeah. There doesn't seem to be a solution. Yes. A solution to arthritis. They still haven't found a solution. There doesn't seem to be a solution. You know, I wonder, all of the effort, the money, the stress and tension that has gone into creating these vaccines, if they had put the same money, stress and tension into cancer, maybe we would be five additional steps ahead in solving cancer. I don't know. But in any case, let's see. ¿Habría habido más problemas si no hubiéramos visto el error a tiempo?
There would have been more problems if we hadn't been the...
If we hadn't seen
the...
El error a tiempo.
The mistake in time.
In time. In time, a tiempo, it's relativo. On time is absolute. You know, there would have been more problems. There would have been more problems if we hadn't seen the mistake in time. But we saw it in time, thank God. You know, we were able to solve it. Antes había mucha gente aquí.
There used to be a lot of people here.
There used to be a lot of people here, yeah. Pre-pandemic, yeah, this place was bustling.
That's true.
With people. But now, it's a ghost town, you know? Yeah. It gives me the creeps. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that means?
Sí. Me da
escalofrío,
¿no?
Yeah, hasta repelús. Yeah, the creeps. It gives me the creeps. Hay un grupo que se llama the creeps.
And what's the difference between creeps and shivers?
Shiver is tiritar.
Mm-hmm.
You see, shivering. It gives me the shivers. And we don't say it gives me the shivers. That's very old. That's from 17th, 18th century British English. Hey, the shivers. It gives me the shivers. I think from Long John Silver. You understand? Mm-hmm. You know who Long John Silver was?
A pirate.
He was a pirate. Long John Silver. Yes, he was a pirate. There he is.
Against the Spanish ships?
No. Well, probably yes. At one point.
All the pirates were against us.
Of course.
Paid by the crown.
Sometimes, not always.
Sometimes it were gentlemen.
Most of the time.
It's Treasure Island. You see, Treasure Island, the bad guy was Long John Silver.
Okay.
The pirate. Treasure Island. You see?
Ah, la Isla del Tesoro.
Claro.
Okay.
You see, there it is, Treasure Island.
Okay, okay.
And there's David Balfour, and there's, I think it's his name was David Balfour, I don't remember. And Treasure Island. I read Treasure Island when I was 13. Yeah. And I wasn't impressed. I don't know why. I should read it again now. Treasure Island. Have you ever read Treasure Island?
Yes, I have.
All right. And so Long John Silver. All right, Long John Silver. So, antes había mucha gente aquí.
There used to be a lot of people here.
Right. No hay tantos como antes había.
There aren't as many as there used to be.
There aren't as many as there used to be. No tiene que haber una solución necesariamente.
There doesn't have to be a solution necessarily.
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 There doesn't have to be a solution necessarily, really. I mean, we can go through life without solving that problem. Really. No puede haber tanta gente imposible.
There can't be so many people.
You know, there can't be so many people. Puede que haya una solución, ¿eh?
There might be a solution.
Good, repeat.
There might be a solution.
One more time.
There may be a solution, or there might be a solution.
Yeah, pero no en medio. A pie en medio. May and may. Might. Bueno, ¿cuál será? Pues, junto los dos, may. There might be a solution. That's perfect Australian English. Oh, yeah, there might be a solution in Spain. Spain.
Spain.
In Spain. Puede que haya una solución en España. There may be a solution in Spain. Now, in Australia, oh, mate, there might be a solution in Spain. I can't. It's very difficult for me to emulate their accent. Spine. Spine.
Spine.
Spine. It's not spine. It's spine. The way they speak. In any case, but they say that's the right way. Like the Texans, we say, we speak English the right way. The way you're supposed to speak it. Those English people speak funny English. Sounds funny, yeah. You know. But it's true that, of course, Americans are very used to hearing the British accent in movies and television. But when they hear it in real life, everybody looks. I remember a teacher here many years ago in this company, and she was from England. She has a very, very clear a very clear British accent. But she spent a year in Fayetteville. Now, have you ever heard of Fayetteville?
No.
Fayetteville, Arkansas. Eso es Paletolandia de America, Fayetteville. Fayetteville is the home of the University of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. All right, and so it's very America super profunda. And she said any place she went public, she was talking, everybody looked because they had never seen a real person speaking really? With a British accent. Only people in the cinema. Yeah. And it's like, you know, like Peter O'Toole in Lawrence of Arabia, of course. You know, they had British accents, all of them, Jack Hawkins and others. And so, are we expecting somebody? We have a visitor here, but I don't think that person's coming here. So, ha pasado el largo.
Yes.
She passed by. She passed by. Okay, let's go on. Puede que haya habido un malentendido.
There may have been a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, so you had a problem yesterday in the meeting. Well, you know, there may have been a misunderstanding. There may have been. Quiero que haya una azafata en la reunión.
Creo.
Yo quiero que haya una azafata en la reunión.
I went there to be a hostess. Yes, a hostess in the meeting.
I want there to be. Toma, I want there to be. Claro. Quiero haber una... You understand?
I want there to be.
Very strange.
Yes.
No, it's very good English.
I know.
I want there to be a hostess in the meeting. Tráeme lo que haya.
Bring me whatever there are.
Whatever there is.
Oh, bueno, there, Yes, only there is.
Yeah, lo que haya. Tráeme lo que haya. Yeah. Do you remember the aigas?
Yes.
Well, the story of the aigas. Mm-hmm. You knew that before, right?
Un aiga. Yes, un aiga.
Yeah. Lo que haya.
Haya lo que haya.
La más grande que haya.
La
más grande que haya.
It was the big cars they used to call here the aigas. Because the people who came from...
The country.
Not the country. From Americas with a lot of money, they went to the dealership and they asked them, I want a car el más grande que haya.
Okay. The story I know is that in the 1960s, a lot of people from the rural Spain made a lot of money selling land around the village.
Yes.
And they wanted to buy a car. And then what you would call paletos, you know, the country bumpkins. And they came to Madrid or to Barcelona and they went to a dealership and said, quiero comprar un coche. Bueno, quiere el más grande que haya.
El más grande que haya. Yes.
All right. Yes. No queda nada por hacer.
There's nothing left to do.
There's nothing left to do. Parece haber varias versiones. There seem to be several versions. Yeah. I wonder which one is the true version, correct. ¿No habrá fiesta esta noche?
There won't be a party tonight.
There won't be a party tonight. I've decided to call it off. I'm deciding to call off the party. Ask me why.
Why have you decided that?
Because my girlfriend dumped me. And I don't want to go. Yeah, because she's going to be there. She left me for another guy.
Dump, yeah. Because you didn't have a motorbike.
The dump means Alberto Lero. Estoy en Alberto Lero. Porque mi chico me ha vertido.
Okay.
We say to dump. She dumped me. Yes. Ask me where she dumped me.
Where did she dump you?
You see, we were stranded on a desert island.
Yeah.
You know, we were in a shipwreck. How do you say naufragio?
Shipwreck.
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 We were in a shipwreck, and only three people survived. Myself, my girlfriend, and another guy. She dumped me for you know, she dumped me for him, you know?
Because he knew how to hunt.
Yes, no, he knew how to fish.
And to fish.
You know, because if you say Gary Larson, desert island, you can see one. I think you can find it here. Yeah, always. Here it says, what? You've met someone else? Are you saying, oh my God, it's not, what's his name, is it? No, ¿cómo se llama? It's not, so he has a lot of things with desert islands, you know. You know, thanks for being my friend, Wayne. All right, the crazy stuff. He's crazy. That's Gary Larson. You know, he has a lot of strange cartoons. So, yeah, but let's go on. ¿Cuándo habrá una reunión sobre esto?
When will there be a meeting about that?
About this, esto.
About this.
Good, repeat, please.
When will there be a meeting about this?
Yeah, when will there be a meeting about this? ¿Va a haber otra fiesta como la última?
Is there going to be a party like the last one?
Yeah, is there going to be another party like the last one? That was cool, man. I really had a good time. Come on, let's have another party.
Yeah.
What, is there going to... ¿Jamás ha habido alguien como ella?
There's never been someone like
anyone.
Her. There's never been anyone like her.
There's never been anyone like her. Ask me what's so special about her.
What's so special about her?
She's 2 meters 63. Yeah, she's really, really tall. Gee, wow.
Yeah. Freak.
Yeah, she's a freak. Yeah. All right. Ha habido muchas tormentas últimamente.
There have been a lot of storms lately.
Good, repeat.
There have been...
Kirbasuve.
There have been a lot of storms lately.
There have been. There have been a lot of storms lately. Yes. ¿Por qué no había gente cuando llegué aquí?
Why weren't there any people here when I arrived?
Okay. Or why weren't there any people when I got here? Why weren't there any people when I got here? You know, I was expecting some people. All right. Podría haber habido un accidente, eh?
There might have been an accident.
Okay. Or there could have been an accident. You know, you're lucky, eh? She came on a motorcycle this morning with Crazy Johnny. And Crazy Johnny rides the motorcycle at 200 kilometers an hour.
No.
You know, there could have been an accident. You're lucky to be here intact. Yes. Yeah. Crazy Johnny.
Safe and sound.
Yeah. Ask her how often she gets on the motorcycle with Crazy Johnny.
How many times?
How often?
How often do you go with on the motorcycle with Johnny Crazy?
Crazy Johnny.
Crazy Johnny.
Not anymore, because I said goodbye to Johnny.
You dumped him.
She dumped him.
She dumped him. Yeah, Crazy Johnny. He's going to find another girlfriend. All right. So, where am I? Debería haber habido una guardia de seguridad. No hubo, pero debería haber habido. Tenía que, I don't know how to say that. There should?
There should have been.
Security?
A security guard?
Yeah, there should have been. Why wasn't there a security guard yesterday? Or last night? There should have been one. There should have been a security guard. I can't believe that you don't have a you didn't have a security guard last night. And they broke into the office and they stole.
There should have been one.
There should have been one. There should have been one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there should have.
There should have.
Should have been one. Yeah, me trajeron todo lo que había.
They brought me everything and They brought me everything there was.
They brought me everything there was. No hay ni la mitad de lo que antes había.
They sent even half there
of what
there was.
What there used to be. There isn't even half of what there used to be. Yeah. Yeah, gold in Fort Knox. Gold in Fort Knox. There's even half of what there used to be. Yeah, do you know where Fort Knox is?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Fort Knox?
In, I don't know, California?
No. No, Fort Knox is...
Ah, yes, it's in
Kentucky. It's in Kentucky. Ask me what Fort Knox is famous for.
What is Fort Knox famous for?
It's famous for its gold. It's the United States Gold Reserve. There you see a picture of all the gold. Lingotes, sin parar.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where James Bond in Goldfinger.
Yeah.
You remember?
Ah, yes.
They went to Fort Knox.
Fort Knox, okay.
Fort Knox, it's in Kentucky. Yeah. There's the planes flying over Fort Knox. Quedó ahora en Fort Knox? Claro que sí. It's the gold reserve.
Mm-hmm.
The Spanish gold reserve is in Moscow, right?
Exactly.
Now exactly. I don't know. I mean,
not one. We have
new gold.
New gold, but the one who went to...
The gold, the one, no. The one is para un artículo.
Okay.
The gold that went to Russia, was never recovered.
Absolutely.
Well, Russia then fought Hitler, you know, in the Second World War, so they spent all the gold, probably. All right. ¿Ha habido muchas quejas últimamente?
There have been...
Question. ¿Ha habido muchas quejas?
Have there been a lot of complaints lately?
All right, good. Have there been a lot of... Or many. Have there been many complaints lately? Mm-hmm. Have there been a lot of complaints lately? No habría quejas si Pepe estuviera aquí.
There wouldn't have been...
There wouldn't be.
There wouldn't
no habría ahora mismo.
There wouldn't be complaints, any complaints... If Pepe
estuviera,
were here.
All right. Oh, if Pepe were here, there wouldn't be any complaints, man. I mean, Pepe is Mr. Efficient. Yeah, I mean, if Pepe were here, there wouldn't be any complaints. There wouldn't be any. No debería haber un índice.
Shouldn't there be an index?
Yeah, shouldn't there be an index in this book? Spanish people always ask for an index. In books that take us, you know, it takes 2 years to prepare. Wow, perfect book. No hay un índice. There's no index. Come on, you don't need an index. Just open any page and you'll learn a lot. Yeah, but I want to know where to find, you know, where I need to go if I want to find the difference between whether and if.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Just start the book on page one and go through it. All right. But this is very true, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very true. In fact, the first collectible that we did for the Diario El Mundo, it was 40 weeks. We had to do number 41, an index.
Index. Okay.
And it took more time to do the indexes.
The whole collection.
Yeah. Which, moral of the story, if you're doing it in Spain, create the index as you're going. You understand?
Yes.
And then you don't need to worry about to do it at the end. Said, oh, my God. Got to go back and index everything now. All right. Okay, where are we? ¿Ha habido llamadas para mí?
Have there been calls for me?
Inserta any.
Any. Have there been any calls for me?
Have there been. Just digo mejor que tú la V, ¿no? Sí. Have there been?
Have there been any calls lately?
No, for me. Have there been any calls for me, darling? Jennifer? All right.
Okay.
¿Hubo heridos?
Were there any injuries?
Injuries.
Injuries.
Were there any injuries? ¿Hay problemas?
Are there any problems?
Yeah. ¿Habrá alguien esperándome?
Will there be someone waiting for me?
Yes, or anyone. Both are correct. But in this case, ¿alguna posibilidad?
Is there any chance or any possibility?
Okay. Or simply, is there a possibility? ¿Ha habido algún cambio?
Is there...
Has there. ¿Ha habido un cambio?
Has there any change?
Has there been a change?
Has there been a change?
Has there been a change? Again? Has there been a change? ¿Ha habido algunos cambios? Ahora sí.
Have there been any changes?
Have there been any changes? Yes, there have been a lot of changes. Yes. Yeah, ask me what changes I want to make here in this organization.
What changes do you want to make here in this organization?
Total transformation.
Yes.
A total metamorphosis.
And are you going to do it?
No.
No.
It's too late. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. All right. Yes, it's time to go out to pasture. Are you cold?
No, but I'm better this way.
All right, you're better that way.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Ask her if she's planning to grow her hair down to her waist.
Are you planning to grow your hair down to your waist?
It's too late.
It's too late.
Yes.
Ask her if her hair went down to her waist when she was a teenager.
Did your hair went?
Go down.
Go down to your waist when you were a teenager?
No, my hair was that way in my 20s.
In your 20s, down to your waist. Do you have any pictures?
A little less.
Okay, just a little less. Your lower back. Mm. All right, good. Do you have any pictures?
Yes, I...
Well, bring them the next day. Next week, you bring a picture. Oh. I want to see what you looked like.
Okay.
At that time. Yeah. Did your hair
beautiful.
Go down? Did your hair go down to your waist?
Not to my waist, but almost. Well,
yeah.
Quite long.
All right.
Not to my waist.
Ask her how old she was when she got married.
How old were you when you got married?
I was 25.
All right. Ask her if she can bring a picture next week.
Are you going to bring a picture next week?
Yes, I can. I have here. If you
Yes, please. And Pilar, too.
Yeah, I'd like
but
to see
my
what
wedding
you...
or what?
Or a picture when you were...
Okay.
When you went to Paris.
Okay.
All right, ask her how old she was when she went to Paris.
How old were you when you went to Paris?
I was 20.
Ask her how long she's lived in Paris.
How long did you live in Paris? How long did you live in Paris?
I lived for a year. I lived there
muerta?
For a year.
Ahora está muerta. Viví durante un año.
I lived there for a year.
Of course. You can't say I lived for a year.
I have.
It doesn't make sense.
I lived there for a year.
I mean, it does if you go to heaven.
Yeah.
And a person asks, well, hey, how long did you live? I lived for a year only. Mm. But you see, in heaven, everybody is 30 years old.
Yeah.
Everybody. You 30. See, if you want to see your grandparents in heaven, you will see them when they're 30. If you want to see the child you lost during gestation, that child is 30.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Why do you say this idea? That in your... 30
is a good age, don't you think?
A very good age.
I prefer younger.
20?
Yes.
All right.
You can choose.
Yeah.
I agree.
Young jocks for her. Here we've got. All right, there we go. You like the kids at this age, right? Yeah, like that. That age.
Yes, but with a good
without so many muscles.
With a good personality. Yeah?
Yes.
Mm. Not simply a, as you say, cachas, not simply a good body. All right, so, you know, the guys, these are high school kids, you see.
No, I don't like them. So.
Well, that's the age you want.
No.
All right. A male students. All right, we'll find some of the nice guys, you know. Some nice guys. That's the perfect age, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
For now.
Too young.
For you now. Me.
There, that's a good age, right?
Yes.
That's a good age. He's about 19, 20, 21. All right. Everybody in heaven is that age, right? You prefer everybody in heaven that age. Even the little baby that dies at birth. You meet that person, and if that person had lived to age 20. That'd be fun.
I'd buy it.
You want to go to heaven. All right. Yes. Well, with that important moment that Pilar, que consta in acta, that Pilar wants to go to heaven, we'll say goodbye. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Take it away. Thank you.
Atención, tenemos muy buenas noticias para ti. Ahora, nuestro EMIP, el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, también lo podrá realizar a mediodía, de lunes a viernes, de 2 a 4 de la tarde. Aprovechate, llama al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Nuestro EMIP, ahora también a mediodía.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma.